Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to say I wanted to talk about issues related to trauma and overcoming obstacles, you know. I looked up, you know, for someone who had a troubled life and went through too many obstacles as a person and still going through it, which is unexpected because I thought it would be better. I look at people who, similar, like a James Hetfield, who's a Metallica, who lost both his parents or his parents left and had tragedy, but he overcame and became very successful. I look at Axl Rose, who had a bad upbringing, and yet they worked hard and they became successful. But then I looked at today, Corey Goff, she won the U.S. Open. She overcame obstacles. She said in her speech that when she won her first 500 tournament, people said that that would be the end for her. And then they said, then she said when she won her a bigger tournament, 1,000 event in Cincinnati, which is a big title outside of Grand Slams, that's all she would win. And now she's saying that now she won her first U.S. Open. So it's about belief. Belief. So congratulations to her. But I was surprised they said that at those 500, 1,000 events in tennis because she already got to the French Open final. You know, it's like getting to a final of a major tournament in tennis is a big deal. You're capable of winning a lot. But it's about belief and going for dreams. For me, I came from some bad background. I had so much trauma, so many obstacles. People written me off. They still do. And I wasn't recognized for my efforts. And I worked really hard to get to the next level. The unfortunate consequences is that I was one of those people who didn't get the break to go to the next level like James Hetfield or Axl Rose or Corey Goff. You know, she had support to get to the next level. But it's about belief because I was at the Emmy reception and I was looking at the people being recognized and I wasn't recognized at all for my music or for anything. I wasn't recognized for my academic or anything in life. And I was also targeted by people in my environment to hinder me. I had these people follow me around, come to the meeting, that meeting reception when they wasn't supposed to be there. I had people say, try to hinder my potential to be in music, impersonate me, make up lies about me, and do everything. This includes someone obsessed with me for a long time ago who I had no attraction to. They tried to hinder me from getting a good job, hinder me from doing really good things. And that is the reason why I went through a lot. I had a very bad life. I wasn't recognized on this planet for anything. But I look at those people as like that. If I put my mind to it and if I follow the right way, I will get to where I want to go. But I also know that I have to make changes and do the best I can because I didn't get the break that I wanted when I was younger. I didn't get the break in music that James Hetfield and Oxwell got when they were in bands. Of course, they went through extremes. It's very hard to make it in music. And I didn't have the support of Corey Goff to go into tennis. But Corey Goff, I look at her situation that people gave up on her. And she used it to aspire to be successful. So I cried a little when I looked at the people getting recognized because I didn't get recognized yesterday. And I cried today when I saw somebody win their first U.S. Open because I didn't get that recognition. All I got was put downs, harassment, someone trying to undermine me, stalking, following me around to hinder my potential, steal my identity, do all kinds of things simply because they're jealous and they're dangerous. it's really sad that I believe I'm a very good person. I believe in good things, and I do not want no criminal or no naysayer or some alcoholic, some drug addict, some criminal who's trying to undermine my potential simply because of being jealous. The African-Americans who I don't know in my neighborhood, or the Latin who follow me around simply trying to stop me from succeeding, or all the harassment I've experienced. And that's what all I get. Either I get put down, harassed, be a victim of crime, or not being recognized for my music or for anything. I had a terrible life. Some people told me that if they lived my life, they would have killed themselves. And I said, they probably have, and I said, if someone had lived my life and felt like life was over and they killed themselves, it would be understandable because of the hardships and the pain that it has. But I can't do that. I can't do that. I had to feel positive. I had to go for my dreams. And I had to feel good about myself. I'm not on this planet to be a victim. In spite of all the stuff that I went through and the lack thereof, I still believe there's meaning in my life, and I still have to go for dreams, and it's still possible to go for. I didn't come on this planet to be hindered or to be victimized, but that's exactly what I experienced. And it's really sad that I do believe in a God, and God will help me get to the next level because God is good. And higher power is just a higher power in general for me, because I simply was not given the opportunities, financial, economic, but at the same time, I still go for my dreams to be in music, and I still go for my dreams to be who I need to be. Because it was so painful and so unfair to what I experienced, especially the last 10, 20 years of something that was outside my control and saw such evil simply because I had a dream and someone wanted to hinder me because they were jealous of me. And I don't like to talk about or talk about those issues of negativity, but I'm telling the truth of what I have experienced, unfortunately. That's why I was always reminded by somebody to be positive, and I always will be positive. And that's why I do podcasts, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who did not get recognized or get to dream and have very bad lives simply because of victimization or marginalization or lack thereof. So in spite of it all, in spite of the marginalization that I experienced, and in spite of the lack thereof, I still believe there's a dream to fulfill. It could be, I'm in academia, and I still go for my dreams to be in music. And yes, a lot of artists like me have suffered a lot. But regardless of age, there's still possibilities, because I only have one life to live. And while I know that the lottery system of making it to the top, like being a big star or being that, is very slim, I also feel that there's economic and other opportunities, like to work and do other things, is also a possibility. But I'm still not giving up on those big dreams. But I'm very much aware of reality to go for dreams, whether it's an academic or entertainment or whatever it is, to try to better myself. Because having good self-esteem means go for them. And I can't let someone take my dreams away, but that is exactly what people in my environment are trying to do. Take my dreams away. Stomp on me simply because of their inability to not mind their business and inability to be a good person. But still, in spite of it all, in spite of the lack of recognition, not being recognized, I still believe that dreams can come true. I went through too much agony and pain and the sufferings of not being recognized, even in getting good jobs or a decent job with a college education, that I realized how hard it is on this planet to live. And yes, it's easy for me to say give up. But I will not give up on my dreams in spite of not being recognized. And I see the limitations around me. I have to make changes, I want to move, I want to do other things. I have to take time to get out of my neighborhood or go to another place where I can not be harassed or be targeted by some deranged criminal. And people say when I talk about the negativity of being harassed or lack of opportunity in jobs or people hinder me, they think I'm hindering myself from getting to the next level, and that's not true. I tell the truth about what I experienced. And I have to be who I need to be in order to better myself. So it's important that I do believe that things come back to good people, and I think things will come back to me because I'm a very good person. Bad things happen to evil people. And I'm not, in no way I'm evil. I'm a very good person, and I have to continue to go for my dreams. Despite being recognized, the first step I need to do is just love thyself and to try to make sure myself is better off so I don't be targeted by the limitation. And the limitation that I have within myself to say I should give up, because sometimes, lots of times I feel like giving up, which is understandable. And it probably would be understandable if I did because of all the suffering I did, but I can't. Because if I gave up, then things will never change, and they would get worse. So I have to feel good about myself because the whatever karma or bad karma or whatever karma I have to overcome it by being positive and do the best I can in a way that in shape that I feel. And to appreciate my life and love thyself from inside, which is still the most important thing, so I can be the good person that I need to be and not only stable, but successful in doing things life on my own terms and liking myself. Because love of thyself from within is the most important thing. Because I do love myself, so I have to be around people who love me for who I am, not people who are trying to make me be something that I ain't. And that's exactly what I attracted. And I cannot believe I attracted people who are not up to my best interests, but I am trying to very hard be careful what I do. Because it's unfair to not be recognized by the world in any way, by major, a good job, or get an opportunity to advance and make that American dream come true. But at the same time, I will, take it one step at a time, do the best I can to make my dreams happen, and love thyself. Because life is too short. Life is too short. I only have one life to live, so I'm going to live this life one time. That's the only scientific matter that I know. So I'm going to make the best out of it. And that's to do the best I can and not hang around with evil people and to believe that dreams can come true, and they can. So, not being recognized is not a bad thing. It's just an unfair situation. But the most important tool is to love myself. And to continue to be positive, go for positive dreams, hang around people who like me for who I am and what I desire to be, and make the choices I need to better myself and go for dreams, big dreams or small dreams, to make it come true. Because as it is, American dreams can come true. And I believe my dreams can. Good day, good night from Dove Night.